The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you've joined me. Multiple dangers from China are facing America. China is not letting up. There is a whole bunch to report. Peter Schweitzer's new book, Blood Money, is, you can tell, amazing with the information that he has to report. So we'll be talking about that. There is so much on the horizon of threats towards America, but today we'll deal mostly with China. We could deal with other countries, because everyone seems to want to get in at attacking America, but we can just do one country at a time if we want to. Anyways, the multiple dangers that we are facing are immense from China, and Peter Schweitzer was on Stinchfield tonight, but Wayne Allen Root was actually guest hosting, a friend of mine who does a fantastic job. He was filling in, and I want you to hear this conversation because it is very, very compelling. Take a listen.
So, listen, Peter has written another fabulous book about the corruption of government and the corruption of the Bidens and China's role in the corruption of the United States and the fentanyl crisis. Give us some highlights of the book, Peter. What do people need to know about what's happened to our government and our politicians?
Well, basically, America's on fire, China's holding an empty can of gasoline, and our politicians are sitting quiet. If you look at the
Hold on, I love that statement. America's on fire, China's sitting there with gasoline. And you can, folks, he summed up perfectly the way we are attacking this issue. And it's really, we're not attacking this issue. And you're going to find out what Joe Biden's real motive is as to why he's not attacking this issue. Let's go back.
Fentanyl crisis. A lot of people feel like it is the Mexican drug cartels that are the main culprits here. They're really the junior partners. It's China that runs every aspect of the fentanyl trade, and I lay it out in the book. Everything from the precursors that create the fentanyl, we all kind of know about that, to the money laundering, to the actual production of the fentanyl itself. All of that is controlled by the Chinese and by Chinese nationals. The problem that we have is we have a president right now who will not raise this matter with China in any clear way. He says he talks to President Xi about this, but he doesn't want to finger point. He should be finger pointing. This is the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 45. We lose every year to people who die of fentanyl poisoning, more people than the combat deaths from Vietnam going forward every single year. So the question is, Wayne, why won't Joe Biden talk about this? It's personal in terms of the personal financial connection. The Bidens in 2017 got a $5 million interest-free forgivable loan that they never paid back from a Chinese businessman. That Chinese businessman was partners with Zhang Anlo, who also goes by the name White Wolf. White Wolf is the leader of a Chinese criminal gang that set up the Sinaloa cartel in the fentanyl trade and made them the kings of fentanyl. So to be clear, what I'm saying, Wayne, is there is one degree of separation between the Chinese gangsters that created this fentanyl crisis that's now killing 100,000 Americans a year. There's one degree of separation from them and from the first family of the United States. It's not a surprise Joe Biden does not want to have a conversation about this.
Basically, he's saying that the Biden family made a whole bunch of money off of the fentanyl drug trade from China into America. And that's, of course, why they're not going to ever crack down on China. Because, as we've said, they're in bed with China. And they don't really believe that there's much of a danger of China ever attacking us or having their allies attack us, because they lived their whole life selling America out, and it has worked. You can't say to any of our politicians that sold out America to the Chinese, you can't say to them, it didn't work for you. You didn't make any money. They didn't stick to their part of the deal over there in China. No, China actually has stuck to the deals that they have made. And so now they are ultra confident that going forward, if China says this is what we're really going to do, they believe it. In spite of all the evidence that China is actually teaming up with all of our other enemies. So China can team up with all of our other enemies, posture as if they're going to destroy us, but then they can just come in and tell these guys, no, trust us. Look at how much money you've made. You know we're actually on your side. That's kind of what's going on. Here's more.
Look, your book is fantastic. The things you unearth are fantastic. You're a investigative journalist. I am not. I'm just an opinion guy. But I'm also a businessman and a good friend of President Donald J. Trump. And I've always felt, Peter, I've screamed this from the highest mountains. I can't prove it. I repeat, I'm not an investigative journalist. It's my opinion. The way I've made money my whole life is anyone that brings me a deal, Peter, if I make $1 million, I give them $100,000. They get a 10% finder's fee. I believe that most of the Democrat Party is owned by either China or the Mexican drug cartel. They're getting a piece of the action. Do you find that far-fetched, or do you think it's possible that many American politicians are actually collecting money in offshore accounts for the fentanyl that comes in, the heroin that comes in, the sex trafficking that comes in, the human trafficking that comes in, and therefore they're paid to make sure they stall and keep that border open?
Well, Wayne, you were successful as a businessman because you added value. People paid you to add value. The Bidens and other people in politics, and there are some Republicans, unfortunately, that do the same thing. They don't really add value. What they do is they pimp out essentially access and influence in our government. So it's a huge problem. We talked about the Bidens. You could look at Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. As I lay out in the book, he has a long-term history of relationships with members of Chinese organized crime going back to his tenure as the governor of California. I'm talking about multiple relationships with people that were dragon heads or leaders of Chinese organized crime. You could look at Adam Schiff, who accepted more than $100,000 in campaign donations from a money launderer who has fled the United States, who was involved in money laundering that involved Chinese organized crime and the drug trade. You could look at the Republican side and look at a guy like Mitch McConnell. He doesn't fly Mitch that close McConnell. To the flame, but his family is completely dependent upon the good graces of the Chinese government for the family shipping business foremost. They struck a deal in 1993. The Chinese government said, you've got the shipping business. We'll build all the ships. We'll finance the construction of those ships. We'll provide the crews and we'll provide contracts from state-owned companies to make you a lot of money. And they did. The problem is if Mitch McConnell were today to say or do something that really ticked off Beijing, he would have his family business destroyed overnight. So that's why he basically doesn't do anything with regards to China.
Yes, Mitch McConnell comes across as he's been bought off as well, of course. So you have it on the Republican leadership side and the Democrat leadership side where they have sold out America for years and years and years. And now that we're facing a different kind of threat, we're facing an alliance between the greatest enemies of America. It's like every single enemy that has ever existed against America has come together. And I'm not exaggerating. I wish I was, but I'm not. You name a country that is or has been considered a great enemy of America in the past 10 years, and all of them are teaming up. But yet we're supposed to believe that even though China is with all those guys, don't worry. They're not really with those guys. They love Mitch McConnell. They just want him to constantly get rich off of their corruption. They don't have other plans. They don't think long term. They're not really wanting to conquer the world. I mean, give me a break. It's all over the place. If you want to look for it, you can see it. It's right in front of our face. And yet, it's still happening, and it does not look like America is prepared to handle any of this. Let's get a little bit more in from Peter Schweizer.
I'm telling you, Peter, I'm sure as I'm standing here, I'm the opinion guy, but I'm telling you, without any doubt, some of them are on the take with money and offshore accounts. I'm telling you. All right, Peter Schweizer, great book.
Oh, that's it. Well, he summed it up. Well, let's move on. Because there's there is so much more. What about the biolabs and the danger we face there? Very dangerous situations happening. Back to Wayne Allen Root, who did a great job filling in for Grant Stinchfield. I'm a little biased because I do know him personally, and he's an excellent host, and he hits on a lot of the same topics I hit on. He sees it all. He does a great job. Anyways, here we go.
All right. So it's clear that COVID was the result of a lab leak, whether accidental or intentional, but we all believe it was intentional. And yet we know that there are a myriad of dangerous biolabs like the lab in Wuhan that are still operating. Some are thinking some of them are operating in Ukraine. Why won't global leaders act to shut these labs down?
Well, Wayne, that's a million-dollar question, but I would extend your statement a little bit further. Why are they operating in the United States of America? You know, they're all over the United States of America as well, so we can't just blame China.
Like the one we found in California, right?
Not only California, they're all over. A few in California. Wow. What about the allegations of the Ebola lab that is in the Colorado area? That's of concern. But, you know, to your point, Wayne,
hold on, before he goes on. I didn't even know about the Ebola lab. So there's another lab, I guess, that we found. But I did hear news reports that we have several legal labs run by the Chinese government that can do that kind of testing. I don't know if they're supposed to run, but their military basically runs it in the United States. But legal, they have doctors and stuff. They're not going to label it a military program or anything like that. But they legally have stuff to do these type of testing in the United States, let alone the illegal ones. Oh, folks, it's so dangerous out there right now. Now I'll go back.
It was in January when the Chinese group documented and seemed to brag in a peer-reviewed medical literature publication that they had manipulated a coronavirus, which was endemic to a rare species of anteater called pangolin, and they had determined that, seemed to brag that it was 100% fatal in humanized mice. What in the world are we doing? I mean, you can't convince me, and I'm sure that the United States of America is doing the same research and the same type of nonsense, but you'll never convince me in a million years, and I think any other rational American, of their explanation that, oh, this is for the good of humanity. We need to do this research. That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. Right.
No, it's biological warfare. And by the way, you'll never convince me. I'm an opinion guy. It's my opinion. I have no fact. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump won the trade war with China. And at the moment he won and they were going to cry uncle, COVID hit. So it was no coincidence. They sent it this way out of their biowarfare lab, in my opinion, to defeat Trump, to destroy our economy, to make sure they got a patsy like Joe Biden as president. All right, something that none of us thought well, was Wayne, possible pre-COVID.
I'll stop you there and just tell you that, you know, I'm a disabled veteran. I've been in practice for 45 years as a clinician, and I happen to agree with you. I think that President Trump was one of the greatest presidents in the history of the United States of America. And I believe, without a doubt, that the election was stolen. It was clearly stolen. All you have to do is look at the crowds that he got, even in the open session with Tucker Carlson. The number that he got compared with what was going on at the same time, any rational human being with cognitive abilities understands that. The election was stolen. I will say that. I wish that President Trump, I love him. I wish that he would make a stronger statement about the lethality, the dangerous, and the injuries from the vaccines.
Yeah, that's one thing he's been getting criticized for, President Trump, is that he still does not admit that they tricked him with the vaccine. They did. They tricked him. It's obvious, but he is stubborn and wants to turn it to a positive because he knows that he had to open up the economy. There was so many things going on at that time. He just wanted the economy open, whatever it took. And then I think at the beginning, he really believed that he was opening the doors for our pharmaceutical companies not to have all this extra tape regulation, and that if they did warp speed, he'd be able to really take it on, not knowing how corrupt our pharmaceutical companies were. I still believe he was tricked, but that's the one downfall. He's so stubborn. He never wants to admit that someone outsmarted him in anything. And I think it's really just that. But there's going to be people that are going to get really mad. I already heard Alex Jones pretty upset about him not coming out and just admitting, going forward, admit what you know now, Donald. Admit that they tricked you. I don't know if that'll happen or not. So we'll see going forward. Here's more.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, in Las Vegas, where I live, I called for a Trump rally on my big radio show here that dominates afternoon drive, and 10,000 people showed up. And a day later, Biden was in town running for president, and Biden got 20 people in a concentric circle. 20 people to a Biden rally, 10,000 to a Wayne Root rally. Not a Trump rally. It was a rally for Trump, but Trump wasn't there. 10,000 showed up for me, for my rally, versus 20 for a guy running for president. You know Joe Biden did not win that election. But let me get back to that question. None of us thought it was possible, Doctor, pre-COVID, the government working hand in glove with Big Pharma to limit access to drugs that were actually effective in treating COVID. I know, because I got COVID and I turned into a little cold and got over it in 48 hours with ivermectin. How do we make sure this never happens again? And how do individual Americans stockpile necessary medications in case the government does act again?
Well, I think the first thing is for the American people to understand that this government is corrupt. They're essentially a weaponized division, a corporate kleptocratic division of Big Pharma. The FDA and the CDC, almost half of their revenue comes from vaccine and from Big Pharma, royalties and such. That's not Jim Thorpe speculation. That's fact. So, you know, since 1986, when Ronald Reagan gave them immunity, they've gone berserker with their vaccine schedules, and they've made a bloody fortune, and they've killed literally hundreds of millions of global citizens just with the COVID-19 vaccine alone. I have very solid data, and I'll be willing to debate anybody, that they have killed and injured 585 million global citizens with the COVID-19 vaccines. And that's our rogue United States of America. That's not China. So this government is out of control. How can you best be prepared? Know that they're corrupt. Know that over $5 trillion of our taxpayer dollars, Wayne, was spent on COVID. And the majority of that was spent to bribe every stitch of the fabric of the society of the United States of America, including all the media, including all of the hospitals, including the physicians, the boards, the legacy media. And you know that. So listen, he who pays the piper calls the tunes. So this is why this became a propaganda, fifth generation informational warfare, because most of the people still haven't opened up their eyes. So be prepared. Get out of the healthcare systems. They're corrupt. Come to a parallel healthcare system like the wellness company.
So you get the point. He's 100% right. The corruption was so in your face. It's hard to imagine that all of this, all these physicians could go along with it, even though deep down they knew the proper treatments for COVID-19. They knew that you could have treated it with ivermectin. The average doctor knew this and had to be pulling their hair out, but they were afraid to go against the system. We just had no idea how corrupt our system had become, but we do now. So going forward, I don't think we have much excuse to get tricked like this ever again. Going forward, we have to recognize that keep your eyes open to anything that our doctors are recommending at this point in time. I wish I could say we have a system we can trust and that we've resolved it, but obviously not. Folks, going forward, get right with God. That's the other thing. We have all this corruption. We have all these dangers in the world. Dangers against you and I to wipe us out. Led by China, doing things behind the scenes. We can't forget our own government has been so compromised. The access of evil isn't going to stop unless we do our best to stop them. We're trying. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through Him. Don't make the mistake of not understanding that and giving your life over to Him. Repent before it's too late. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Hi, I'm Alan Keyes. I'm the host of IMTV's daily talk show about news and events in America. And I want to say a good word for the New American Magazine. Not only because Alex Newman has joined us as somebody who is periodically hosting a show, but because New American Magazine represents an alternative media that is willing to tell people the truth. With so much fake news spreading about, and the fact that right now this country's in an existential crisis, we remember who we are and where we come from and what our principles are, or we die. Reading New American Magazine can keep you up to the minute on the issues that are challenging us as a people and on which that survival hangs. You can check it out and subscribe at www.thenewamerican.com.